Now the Gemara says on top of it, Tinos Liyacha, but she's let her remarry to a second husband. What's going to be Nisus Liyacha? She gets married to a second husband, and again it happens. For all Sodam Machmas Tashra, the Shas, the first Tashra, she saw Adam. Salochur is still Meshameshes Parmi Shoino. Ushniyashlishis. She has a right still to live with the husband one, two, and three times. But again, Mikan Vielach, after this, she's also considered Huchsak to see Machmas Tashmish. And therefore, the locker is learned to Shama Shat Shat is garish. She should not live with the husband anymore, but she has to receive a get. But, Vitinosa Liacha, she's let her get married to a third husband. And what's going to be now, Nisa Liacha, she got married to a third husband. And again, Varosa Dam Achmas Tashmish. Still, she sees Dam when she has passed, when she lives with the husband. So, locker is still Mishameshis Parm Rishonish Nirishlishis. Even by the third husband, she's still allowed to live one, two, or three times with him. But after that happens, that she sees three times from a third husband even, then the locher is mikan v'elech lo tishamesh achetiv d'gatzma. She's not allowed to live with anybody anymore until she has to make a bedika first. She has to check herself out. We have to find out what's going on here. Is it the pshat that because of tashma she really sees dam nidus and then she'll be also to live with anybody the rest of her life? Or is it the pshat maybe she has like a marker wound there? Or whenever she has tashmish, that causes the dam from the sides to come out, that she'll still be considered tahara. So it says now, Ketzer Bedekes Tatzma. How does she check herself out? Ketzer Bedekes Tatzma. So it says, Meziya Shefaferis. She has to bring like a pipe, like a long pipe. Uviseicha Machol. And inside there's like a little brush, like a machol. And umayich munach al roisha, and the top of it, the top of this brush, the top of this tip of it, they put some soft cotton there, not to scratch and not to make a bleed. And then she pushes it all the way in, and she lets like the cotton touch her mako, her womb like. And therefore, nimtza dam al roisha moich, if we find blood on top of the moich, on top of the cotton, be you do with them, we know for sure, shem in her mako hubo. Now whenever she has tashmish, what causes blood is from the makor, and if so, then she starts also to live with anybody the rest of her life, because this bedika is like a tashmish. When you have an aver there, like a lead or a pipe that's growing in, mamish like the aver itself. Just here we could tell clearly where exactly the dam comes from. That we only have cotton on the tip. So if the dam is on the tip, we just come in on makor. What's going to be lenim tzadam arosha? Let's say we do not find any dam on the tip of it. Then you do with them. We know sheminat stadim ubo, that the reason why she saw dam before was only because of the stadim. There was like a maka wound there, and that's why the dam comes out. And therefore, she'll be mutter to live with her husband, with her husband. So of course, the question is then, if this bedika really works, so why even by the first husband then? After she sees three times by the first husband, we should tell her, let her make a bdika by the first husband, stay married to him. Since Taka Machlokes Rishonim, that Rashi toys him dying from Rashi, Pierce Bakuntris, that Nibiya Shlishis Beilach Tishamash Adei Bdika. And Voloma Tiskash, what does she need to get from the first one? The Toys says, Mitzvah Lishonim from Rashi's Loshin is Mashma, Ti Yisu Alarishin Afidu Bdika. That to the first husband, though, there does not help a bedika. There, after three times, she has to receive a get. It's only by the third husband that bedika helps. Some learn the pshat is, like the Eitzah Teva, she should not make a bedika after the first husband. Because if she makes a bedika and finds that she sees them, then she's called the Raya Machnas Tashma, so she'll be able to get married anymore. So she'd rather off try a second husband, and maybe everything will go well by him. Or else some said his bedika is not a vadai. Therefore, the Chatchila would rather take a second husband, maybe she won't see dam from him. By Kopon, it's a machlokes, if by the first husband, if she wants to, could she, the other Shantais says, no, she could make a bdika by the end, by the first husband. If she doesn't see dam, she'll be mutted him. So it's a machlokes, if she could be samech on the bdika to stay married with the first husband, or else, like the Gemara says, only by the third husband, then we let her rely on this bdika. Now the Gemara says, if she knows that she has a wound, even even near the makor, she knows she has a wound there, and that's what's causing her to see blood. So then, she has a right to say the dam she sees now is not because she's a roya, she's a nida, but rather it's only because it hits the makor, cuts the wound, it causes the dam to come out. So therefore, she'll remain terror to her husband. Let's say there's a vest, there's a special time when this happens. Rashi says, the kukul azeh. Shaina Raya Kosher, she doesn't see all the time Machvas Tashmish. El Leprokim, it only happens certain times. And Locher is Tayla Bevesta, Meshamesh is Bolei Bedika, Bein Vesta Levesta. Since she has a right to be told that it's only, let's say, every third Sunday that she sees Machvas Tashmish. So only every third Sunday, which should be Yosef, than that the other nights of the week. The Hoya Dama Kosu Mishuni Midam Riyosa. Let's say that the dam that comes out from a wound looks different than the dam that she sees right now. So then, in the tunnel, then we don't have a right to be told, but rather we'll say this dam that comes out, Machmas Tashmish, is not from the wound, but rather it's from a makor, she becomes a nida. For the Amenis, Ishalem, and other Lochri, then Ish is believed to tell us that Maka Yeshri b'makor, that she has a wound in the makor. She's never to tell us this. Otherwise, it could be the doctor has to tell us this. But this man, the Emels, no, we even believe her that she could tell us she knows she has a wound there. Shemimeno dam yotzei divrei Rebbe. These are the words of Rebbe. The Rebbe says we believe her that she could tell us that she knows she has a makor. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel leimer dam makor habo min hamakor tomei. You have to know that if the blood that comes out through the makor, through the womb, even though it's dam, not dam nidus, it's dam from makor there, but still the actual dam itself is tomei. It's called like an avatuma. We'll soon see why. For Rabbi Seinu Yidu, but the other Rabbanim say no, Al dam ha-makor, bo min ha-makor, shehu tor, no, the blood that comes through the makor remains tor. That blood is not called an avatuma. So where's my benar, what's the machlokes? What's the difference between the two and what's the machlokes over here? So where it says, Ulula says, makor, makor, may tummy, you can be the difference is, this cloud of makor, makor, may, whether it's tummy or not. That Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, that the dam that goes through the makor, even though it's not dam nidah, but since it goes through the makor, through the womb, it becomes an avatuma. And therefore the dam itself is tamay. And the same holds no, that the makor is not mitama of the blood, only dam nidah is an avatuma. The other Gemara says, Shpuferis, how could you put a shpuferis, a pipe in there to make this bedika, avguri mifkwa lachur, that's going to make us a smiskaracha. It's going to make a bleed because of the pipe putting it in. That's not called a good bedika. So Marin says, Omar Shmuel v'shfafera shalev, we're talking about now a smooth pipe made out of lead. Or pia rotzel v'teicha, the tip of it is like bent inwards, that there's no scratching there, there's no points there. Therefore it's all smooth, therefore there wouldn't be a problem from to make this type of a bedika. We're not going to say this is going to cause dam to come out. Oh, Malay Rosh Lakish Rav Yechon, Rosh Lakish said back to Rav Yechonon, Tetiv Dekatz Mo Bebiyah Shlishis Shabbat Larishinit. Now the Gemara says question, why does the Gemara Bright say she has to have a get from the first husband, let her make a bedika after she saw three times the first husband, why does she have to make a bedika? The Shalom we asked before, this is the Gemara's question. Oh, Malay, the Gemara said back, as Rosh Lakish answered back and said, no, the Fishen Kolatz Boyah Shavis. I mean to say, not every Aver is the same way. See, even though she saw by one husband, there's no proof at all to say she'll see by the second husband. So if it's better to let her get married to a second husband, maybe because she won't see. Rashi says, if he's shame called Zbershos Veshem Bal Achar, you won't have to make a bdikah altogether. And therefore it's mutter together get from the first one and to masakin itself completely. That's what Rashi learns. Oh, Malays, he still asks for Shlokish. Oh, Malay, Batid the Gatsma, be a Rishonish, Shabbat Shlishis. Listen, like once she lived with, she got married to a third husband, a third one, and by the first bia, she had a tashmish, so she's a huchsuk to see, tashmish, to see, she's huchsuk, call out the boys, like three different men lived with her, and she saw dam, so right away she should be huchsuk to see dam. So why do you have to wait till the third bia to make a bdika? We should have to make the bdika right after the first bia. So we're sort of no, the pshat is even by the third husband, he lived with her once, it's not mukhach that the way he lived with her now, not the second time. Like every time he has tashmish, the aver goes in, it goes in a little differently. So it has to happen three times that she sees dam, then she's called a roya machas tashmish. Otherwise, we say, ein kol ha-koycha shavis. So if it's only after three men and three times each one, that she's a huchsik now, she'll always see, and now the only eitzah for to live with another man is, or else the third husband is to make this bedika. Mor says, oh, he was a lady, the Yasoy Lekamu, which came in front of Rebbe. Omalei, so he said to her, Li Avdon, he said to his Avdon, he said to his person Avdon, Zil Biyoso, go and scare her. So Ozal Avdon went, Abosso, he scared her, and Benofu Mimeno Charoras Dam, like a cloud of dam came out of her. On the Rebbe said, Soishno Nisrapo Izois, that this lady is healed up, that this was the cloud of blood that was causing her to see always. Therefore, from now on, she doesn't have to be afraid, she'll be a royal Machmas Tashmish. Hayi Issa saw there was a lady, the Asola came with a Mashmuel. She came in front of Mashmuel. Omalele, same question, that she was a royal Machmas Tashmish. So Omalele, Rav Dima Bar Yosef, we told Rav Dima Bar Yosef, Zil Biasa, go and scare her. Ozali went, the boss, and he scared her. V'loi nofu memeno, v'loi midi, nothing came out of her though. No cloud of dam came out of her. So Mashmuel, Shmuel said, Yishno Zu, this lady, Memalo, she is full of blood like Venefetzati, and it spills out, Peshas Tashmis. And the Cholom Amalo, Venefetzat, Emla Takana, there's no way to cure her, but we have to be afraid whenever she's in the Tashmis, she's going to see dam. So therefore, she's also to live with, she's also to have Tashmis. Hahi, the Asur, the Kaim, the Rabbi Yechanan, was a lady that came in front of Rabbi Yechanan. So Cholomimus, the Visolik Mitzvilas Mitzvah, whenever she came back from going to the Mikvah, from Mitzvilas Mitzvah, have a kachaz yadam on the way home, she would see dam, she'd become a nidra again. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yechanan said, Shema Dimas Irecha Olsa Becho. Like maybe people are jealous upon you. Rashi says, Benois Ircha, the other girls of the city, Shai Miskanas, they're jealous about you, that the love you have between you and your husband, so therefore like this iron arai is causing you to become a nidra. So he told the was, Lechi Viboilele Agabi Enohor. Go and go down to Tashmish and have to go down to the mikvah by the Nor and have, let your husband be there and have Tashmish there before you come back. So before the Yain Orai shalit upon you. In other words, before they start talking the gossip, have the Tashmish there by the Nor. Ikadiyami, some said this is what Rabbi Yechanan said to her. Omar Rabbi Yechanan said to her, Tigla lechavrasecha, go tell your friends what's happening to you. In other words, like the same way they're going to be jealous upon you. One side to look at is they're jealous the way your girl is nice with your husband, but if you tell them what happens to you, they'll look at the other side now that they won't have to be jealous of you. They'll see that you have problems, and because of the problems you have, they will not give you an ayin hara, and therefore you will not become a nida. Vikadi Amri, some said, this is what Rabbi Yechanan meant to tell her. Vikadi Amri, Omalor, Rabbi Yechanan said like this, Goli lecharvasech, go tell your friends what happened. Ki hechid de leboye lecharach, in order they should daven for you. The Tanya, we learn like this, the Pasuk says, V'tome, tome yikro. The Pasuk says, what, tome, tome yikro, you become tome. So we dash in that, Sorech liyadiyah tarwa lerabim, you have to notify the rabbim your problems. And therefore, the rabbim mevakshim all of rachmim, and the rabbim, the community, will daven for you. It's kedai to tell people about your problems in order that tefillah should help for you. So here also, he told her, tell the people around what's happening to you in order they should daven for you, and that will cure you. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef said, you should not have a yuvda. What's happened? But what's happened in the case of Pabadisa? The yasasa, and she became healed. No, she told her neighbors what happened to her, and they started to daven for her, and she became healed. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yudah Marav, Hiskin Rabbi Besodais, Rabbi was Mesakin Besodais in the fields, means that's the corner that he made. The Rav was Mesakin in this place called Sodais, that Rosso Yemech Venisha sees one day dam, Salochris Teshev Shishavu. She has to wait 7 days. So she has to wait like the one day she sees now and another 6 days. That's the din midiraisa, Nisha's tummy for 7 days. What's going to be Shnei? Unless Nisha sees 2 days in a row. So then Teshev, Shishave, and he made her wait another 6 days and this first day. Because if to say maybe the first day was still part of the Yud Aleph Yamin, only the second day was the beginning of Nida. So he made her wait another like 6 days plus these two. Shleisha, let's say Nisha saw 3 days in a row. Then we have to be cautious, maybe, that she's a Zava. Maybe this was during the Yud Aleph Yomim, and therefore the din is, Teshev Shiva Nikim, she's a she, she's a way to Zayin Nikim. Amr Rav Zera says, the nice Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael hechmiru alatzmon, they made a special chumra upon themselves, hechmiru alatzmon, that shafilu royos tipas dam gechal, even though they see a small amount of dam, mamas like a mustard seed, still yosheves oleo shiva nekiyim, she should wait for it, zayin nekiyim, she has to become Torah completely, she needs zayin nekiyim. And this is the chumra that we know it's Rav Zeira's chumra, that again, that Omer Rav Zeira, B'nai Yisrael, Chumir Olasso, Shafilu Rest, Yibdan Chadu, Shemas Lala, Shemas Nekiyim, that no matter how much, even though they only see one time in a small amount of dam, still they have a din as if they're a Zovah that they have to have, Zayin Kim, 7 days after the first boy, that you do not see at all. Adab Re Rav Rav Shmuel, that Rav was taking a walk with Rav Shmuel, Fedorish and Adarshan, and they said Allah like this, Kosh Shoshna Yomim, if she was having labor pains for 2 days, or lishlishi the third day, appeal she had a miscarriage, so the din is teishev shivanakim, she has din like a zova, and she has to wait zainakim, mikra din, is not as Reb Zeira's chumra. Why? Because kasavri yol zain kishal in the fallen, that since she had a miscarriage, so the labor pains she had the last 2 days are not really called machmas of vlad, and therefore she's not tor machmas a din zova. And v'yesh to psichas akev b'loy dam, since there was a psichas akev, the womb opened up, he held it's impossible for not to open up unless dam comes out. So therefore she saw the third day, and these were joined yud alf yomim, therefore she has a din of a zava. Oh, malei rapopla rova, rapopla said back to rova, ma'ir, what do you have to say, kosher shoshne yomim, that she had labor pains for 2 days, afilu mashu b'yam, even if she sees a drop of dam, also say malocha. Because we just learned, Amr Rav Zeira says, as you know, B'nai Yisrael HaChmur Al-Atzmon, that B'nai Yisrael made a chumra upon themselves, that the din is Shafilu Roy Yisrael B'zan, even though they see a small amount of dam, Shafilu Roy Yisrael B'zan Kechadol, is Yosheva Zaleh Shiva Nekiyim. She has to sit on it, Zayin Nekiyim. So, what do you have to say? Because she saw 3 days, even no matter how small amount of dam, we have this chumra. So Amalei said back to him, Amin elokho Yisur, I'm telling you, Mikra Din, that's the Lacha Midirai, that's the Lacha. V'yata matim and hagu, you're telling me, Stam al den noig, that's only called B'nai Yisrael Zachmira, they made a Midir Lechumra. Hechad Yachm Rachm, Hechad Layachm Layachm, it's told them in Hagim. In that Mokm, if they're Makabal the Minig, very good, they got Lechumra. If they're not Makabal the Minig, they don't have to go Lechumra. Omar Rova, Rova says, Tavu Linosei, what's going to be a man proposes to his wife to get married, Vinispaisen, she agrees to get married, so Trichishatesh Shubanakim. After she agrees, she has to have Zainakim. We have to be afraid, Machmas Chemda, since this desire to get married, like, when he agrees, that she has, she may see Dam because of that. So you have to be Choshed if she saw Dam now, Bishash, she was Mephai, she accepted it, and therefore, as if she saw Dam now, so Tachumri Reb Zera, she has to wait Zainakim. What happened was, the Gemara says now, Ravina, Asik Le Lebrei, Bei Rav Chanina. Ravina, he was like Isaac in marrying off his son, Bei Rav Chanina, Bei Rav Chanina. Omalei, so he said like this, so Ravina said to Rav Chanina, Sovel Omar Le Michtav Ksub Le Arba Yom, are you going to have the Ksub finished in 4 days? Omalei, and he said yes. Kimotli Abo, when it came the fourth day, not the Radabo Achrin, he went another 4 days. And then Yaakov Shiva Yoima, he made a wait another 7 days, Basahu Yoima. After the day that they accepted to get married, after Nispaisu, Rashi's Basa Yemish Nispaisu Nasa, he made a wait another 7 days. So Amalei, so Ravina said to him, my hi, how come? What are you making us wait another 7 days for? Amalei, he said back to him, Le Sovlama, don't you hold. So he heard the Rava, that the Rava says, that the Yoma Rava says, Tavu Linosei, if you propose to your wife to get married, Vinispais and she accepted, it, is three chalesha shibanakim, she has to have zainakim now, you have to be afraid, maybe she sees dam. Omalei said back to him, Eimad Yoma Rava, I know that Aloha, but when does Rava say that Aloha b'gdela? If the girl is a g'dela, she's over an hour already. Tekachosa Dama, she saw dam already once. So now, b'shat chemda, we're afraid she'll see again. I will hear my daughter's b'katana. To lechazi Dama, she never saw dam yet. Miyama, maybe Rava never said his alochom, that Tavu Linosa, she'll have to wait another 7 days. Omalei, Ruchlina said back to him, no, Omalei, Yishna, b'favor, Shama Rava, Rava said clearly, that loishna, g'dela, loishna, don't have come into where she's a g'dela, loishna, katana. G'dela, tell me, what's the reason why she's a g'dela? That we make a wake sign, a key, and because Mishum, the Mechamdo, since she has chemish, she has desire to get married, so that may cause her to see blood. If so, ketana nami, even though she's a ketana, she never saw yet, but it could be mechamda, she has taiva, she has desire to get married, that may cause her to see dam. Omar Rava, Rava says, Isha.